Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups.
You want answers?
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So make no mistake, there is a global awakening. We're in the fight of our lives. David Icke's our guest. It's a short segment, long segment coming up. David, I got to ask 100 questions, and I've got 100 questions. But just get back into your stream of consciousness. And then I've got a bunch of questions in the next segment about where this is going, what you think should unfold next, how you think the globalists are handling things. Looks to me like things aren't going the way they want. It looks like they're getting more pushback than they thought. But just what do you want to get back to right now?
Well, like I was saying before the break, Alex, you know, where Nazi Germany ended up was not where I would suspect most Germans, members of the German public wanted it to go. But it was done incrementally. And they agreed to each new increment in the what I call the totalitarian tiptoe to where it ended up. And it was in acquiescing to those early increments, which became more extreme increments, that transformed Germany into what it became. And what we're seeing now in country after country and globally is exactly that process. Three types of people allow fascism. One, the great majority that just do whatever they're told without question, because that's what they've been programmed all their life to do, just obey authority. It starts in the schools, obey the teacher. It's all manipulated all the way through your life to just obey authority by reflex action. Then there's the people that can see it's a problem. They can see it's a scam. They can see it's very dark. But they are in fear of the consequences of ceasing to acquiesce with it. And then you've got the third group, which is law enforcement. And law enforcement is manipulated. And indeed, in terms of the people we saw with the batons on Saturday, recruited specifically because they are psychopaths, that's how those riot police are put together. They recruit psychopaths and people who have no sense of moderation and balance. They just go in there and smack people. But the law enforcement in general, and there are some many good, decent people in law enforcement just trying to do their job. But once they allow themselves to become unquestioning agents and assets of the state, no matter what the state demands, then they become agents of fascism. That's how fascism comes in. And surely, if they are there to protect the people, then a fundamental part of that is to protect the people from government and to protect the people from tyranny. And I do urge law enforcement and the military to just think of this. You know, you've got children and grandchildren, and they're going to have to live in the fascism that you're helping to enforce and to bring in. And when you leave the police, you are going to be subject to that as well. And there's no going back then. It will be too extreme. So these three groups of people, the yes sirs, as I call them, the people who say, I can see it, but I don't do anything about it, and law enforcement, they're the three groups that allow fascism to come in. Then there's another group, which we are all working so hard to make bigger and bigger and bigger, and you know, Saturday was fantastic, are those that say, I can see it's a scam, I can see it's about destroying my freedom and my kids' freedom, I'm not having it. No, I'm not doing your mask. No, I'm not doing your rules and regulations to take my freedom away. I'm not having it. I am not obeying and acquiescing with my own enslavement. And they are the people who bring fascism to an end. Because if you think about it, Alex, the thing that breaks every single tyranny...
Hold on, tell us that when we come back. 60-second break. The thing that breaks every single tyranny. David Icke is always on fire, but he is on fire, on fire, on fire. Let everybody know how to tune in right now on your email, on your text message, word of mouth, Infowars.com/show, band.video, The Alex Jones Show. Send the link out. Tell folks at the local radio stations. Back in 60 seconds.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at band.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Zero excitement meeting a member of the Senate. No excitement meeting some rock star. I can care less, but I get excited talking to David Icke. I get excited talking to you, the callers and listeners. I get excited talking to nurses that shoot video of how the people test non-positive, but they put a tube down their lungs and kill them. And that woman's a hero exposing that. I get excited about the future and resisting tyranny and building a better world. It's always that tiny minority that first stands up and says no, then others follow. But we are at such a critical time. David Knight does a great job weekday mornings. Owen Schroyer does an amazing job with the War Room. We're doing weeknights 7 to 9 with Deanna Lorraine and other great hosts. The special transmission where we lay it all out with the election countdown 7 to 9. Tomorrow we're going to have live coverage of the big debates. We're just going to go live from 8 a.m. till basically like 11 or 12 at night. We'll cover the debates 7 to 9 Central, 8 to 9 Eastern between Trump and, of course, Joe Biden. And I'm going to get David Icke's take on that in just a moment. But before we went to break, if you just joined us, he was talking about what stops tyranny, what the real brick wall to tyranny is. Please continue, David Icke.
Yeah. What has broken every tyranny in history is self-respect. That's what does it. It's self-respect, because self-respect says, I'm not having it. I'm not being told what to do by people who are simply telling me that I have to hand all my freedom to them. I'm not doing it. And what self-respect does is it invokes the power of no every time. Because self-respect says, what? Wear a face diaper? Are you having a laugh? No way. Put it on the kids? No way. Self-respect. What they're doing is targeting human self-respect. And the mask is a big thing in that, you know, because they are dehumanizing people. They are deleting
individuals. It's an archetype. It's a burqa. It's a muzzle. Yeah. It's a sign of slavery. It takes away your individuality.
Exactly what it does. It's dehumanization. And you know, just a quick one. I did a hell of a lot of research years and years ago, over many, many years, about MK Ultra and that massive government mind control, military mind control operation in the United States. It's still going under other names, of course. And I was talking to someone that was that was held in captivity and all that, and her daughter was born in captivity. In the MK Ultra program, and she said that her daughter was forced to wear a mask from the age of 2 as part of her perceptual psychological...
You interviewed that lady like 25 years ago, and she said, I'm going back from the interview, didn't she say their plan is to have everybody wear a mask? There was even a big novel written like 70 years ago predicting a future where we all wear a mask.
Yeah, and look at another, well, the ongoing MK Ultra Michael Jackson was in those programs that followed MK Ultra. And look at what he did. He had that period. Do you remember when he was always wearing a mask? It's a tremendous symbol of dehumanization and deindividualization, and also it divides people. And like I said in the speech in Trafalgar Square, this symbol of the mask is something that we can use in a positive way too, because it is a blatant, obvious symbol of our enslavement. So if you want to express your freedom in the face of fascism, then take your bloody mask off. All over the world, take your mask off. Even if you believe in the bloody virus.
By the way, I've noticed the poorer the area of Austin I'm in, the more masks are worn. You got a rich area, yeah. Nobody's wearing a mask. You got a really poor area, they're all wearing them.
Yeah, but what self-respect says is I'm not wearing a mask. Don't be stupid. I'm not staying in me home because you say so. Mr. Darks, what are you doing?
Well, then let's pull back all the check boxes they want to check off. Digital society, locking people down, able to come and arrest people, disappear them if they want. Now in Canada, now in Australia, now in the U.S., in key areas where the globalists are in control, they're now disappearing people that refuse to do a test. They're coming to the doors of people in Houston, Atlanta, Georgia. Give me a blood test. They're intimidating. I mean, clearly they want the cover to start arresting people. What's really behind this? Not just shutting off economies. Where are they going with this? Because they say they're never going to end it. I mean, once they get you in a trap, they're habituating this forever.
Oh, this is the whole point, Alex. This is the whole point that I'm working every day to get across to people. But, hey, don't think this is going to end. Unless we end it, it's by non-acquiescence on a mass scale. It's not going to end. It's a process. You know, where we are is where we are. It's not where it's meant to end. Where it's meant to end is the total and utter subjugation of humanity, where AI is connected to the human brain to become the human mind, where the human mind as we've known it is basically deleted, and where everything 24/7 is totally controlled under total surveillance, and in the end, even the human form as we know it is being transitioned into something else.
Like, let's talk about that. You pioneered exposing this, but every ancient culture recognized it. The Bible says there's an alien force marooned on the planet. It wants to destroy us, take us over, use us. I mean, clearly now, that's not even debated now. All the big globalists, Elon Musk, all of them say, oh, no, we're in a hologram controlled by entities. I mean, I don't know anybody that really says they're an atheist anymore. They all understand this is part of something bigger. But why are they obsessed with taking us out of our natural environment and turning us into robots? Are they threatened by the individual consciousness?
Well, yes, they are. Absolutely, they're threatened, and more than threatened by individual consciousness, they're threatened totally and utterly by expanded levels of consciousness that take us in our perceptions and our insights and our awareness out of their bubble, their frequency bubble, which they've actually
exactly. First, we have to be individuals, then we can expand to higher levels, and then we actually become a collective.
Yeah, but you know, from where I'm coming from, we're all points of attention in one infinite flow of consciousness, which some people call God. Call it what you like. It's an infinite flow of consciousness, and we're all an expression of it. But we're an individual, unique expression of it. So the connection, we are all each other, and the individuality is absolutely not incompatible. It's they're just expressions of
and
the same
system
thing.
And their system seeks to manipulate the fact that we are communal to go into a false communal kind of prison it's built that isn't even us, where we then accept their frequency and enslave ourselves to something that's a counterfeit?
Yeah, what they're doing is they're creating this smart grid. And Musk is right at the center of it. That guy should be in jail with a key thrown mid-Atlantic, along with Gates and all the others. What they're doing is they're creating this smart grid, which is what? It's the frequency grid. It's the frequency grid generated technologically. That's why they're putting all the satellites up, putting 5G, beaming 5G at the Earth. They're creating what I've been calling since the 1990s, one called the smart grid then. I call it the technological sub-reality. And then they want to attach us, that level of us that we call the human level of self, they want to attach us to that grid. This is what all the AI connected to the human mind is all about with Kurzweil and Silicon Valley, so that we are then technologically disconnected from expanded levels of consciousness, and we just basically live our lives in a bubble in which we won't be human in the sense that we perceive human. So that's what they want. And to go back to your question, why do they want to make us cyborgs? Well, here's something. Because that's what they are. They are assimilating humanity into themselves. We are talking about an artificial intelligence that's actually behind this, or what we call artificial intelligence. It's much deeper than that. And so,
why they come off so inauthentic? You can instantly see them. That, like, they don't look real. There's something off.
Well, this is the point, Alex. If I did something on this computer, would the computer say, oh, hold on a minute, that's a bit extreme, isn't it? What about the effects of people of that? Where's your empathy? The computer ain't going to do that. Just processing the information. And that's what these people are. This is what Gates is. This is what all these people are.
Stay there. Final segment, David Icke. Amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Short notice after that incredible Saturday rally that was attacked by paramilitary thugs. Classical tyranny is here upon us. He was getting into how these psychopaths, these sociopaths operate like robots. Finishing up with that, then I just want to get into what you predict comes next. We saw with the Brexit that when they tried to suppress people and suppress their vote, it made the Brits turn against it. Now Boris Johnson has come in and betrayed people. Even Nigel Farage that backed him calls him a dictator, says he's horrible. So I'm predicting watching this that as long as we keep resisting and saying no, that this is going to cause a bigger resistance. David Icke, take which point you'd like first.
Yeah, well, I just want to finish that other point. You see, I refer to these people as psychopaths. And what is a psychopath? A psychopath has no empathy, has no remorse, has no compassion. And what am I describing? I'm describing a computer. A computer has no empathy, it has no compassion, it has no remorse, it just processes information. This is what these people are. And when I look at Bill Gates, I see no human energy, I see no human life, I see no human sparkle in his eyes. I see a cyborg. And what I would say, like an AI, but what I would say is very important to emphasize is when I use terms like, you know, they're a form of AI and that they're a form of non-human kind of technology, I'm not talking about technology that we know about. I'm not talking about AI that we know about. It's far, far more.
Sure, it's obviously an interdimensional imprint, yeah. A transmission that they're dialed into. As you state, they're genetically resonating with it.
Yeah, but this is the point. Because they are not consciousness in the way that humans are consciousness, they can't get out there to the great beyond of inspired insight and knowing and awareness, etc. They have to manipulate us who can to build our own prison.
By the way, here's an example. A bunch of top scientists, David, came to Bill Gates and others and said, phones, smartphones will be the future. And Gates didn't believe it and blocked it. And it shows like some of these top guys are like super stupid, I'm told, when you really actually talk to them. And people say they're like robots. They do the same thing every day in the same order. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. They're not free flowing consciousness. They are a very, very, my God, beyond anything we can imagine in the human world now, a very, very advanced form of AI. This is why they have no compassion and they have no empathy and why they're psychopaths. And this is why they have no emotional consequence for anything they do. Therefore, there's no fail-safe mechanism of human behavior, which is empathy. They don't have that. So you look at Gates. He has been majorly involved in orchestrating the last few months of this fake pandemic, which has created death, destruction, and human catastrophe all over the world. He wants to use that to vaccinate every man, woman, and child with vaccine contents that, in part, first of all, it's going to have a sterilization.
Well, that's what I was going with next. We have the mRNA that isn't a regular vaccine, goes in and reprograms the body, and they admit makes you GMO, and they admit makes almost everybody sick. What the hell's going on there?
Well, the idea of the Gates vaccine, a part of it is a sterilization kind of operation, because they want the end of humans, say human 1.0, what we have now. They want an end to that. So they don't want procreation of that, because they want to end it. They want to go to humans 2.0, which is an expression of this big emerging scientific discipline now called synthetic biology. That's what these people are. They're synthetic biology. Because to these people, I've been writing about this for decades.
And by the way, that's not your opinion. Just like all the GMO companies make a seed that grows a plant that doesn't make new seeds, that's not even really what the plant was. So nothing can continue to regenerate. It's got to come out of a corporate system. They want to play God.
Yeah. Biology to these people is a form of technology. And they manipulate it on the basis of that. And so what you are looking at with this vaccine, this is why they want it in every man, woman, and child on the planet, are nanobots, self-replicating nanobots to change the nature of the human body. And in the end, procreation will be done technologically, in a laboratory, if you like, just as Aldous Huxley described in Brave New World in the 1930s. And to do that, they want an end to human 1.0. So what they're doing in this vaccine is meeting two of those criteria. One, stopping the procreation through sterilization agents. I mean, this is why sperm counts are absolutely plummeting, especially in the West. Absolutely. And on the other side, these self-replicating nanobots, which are in a gel, which is well talked about by people who've been on the inside, and that's to transform the body.
I remember you interviewed people 20-something years ago that said they would put gel on them that would go into their body.
Yeah, well, this is what people from the inside, people who've worked inside FEMA and others.
But now it's out in the open.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, because you can read scientific papers on it about the properties. But you look at the vaccine, you look at it, the DNA manipulating nature of the actual way the vaccine is inserted into the cell, and you put all this together. And what I'm describing is becoming now, in your. As they move us more and more to this synthetic biological human, what are they doing? They're moving us closer and closer to what they are. Biological.
Exactly. They are ending humanity. They are terraforming us into their planet.
Yeah, it's by been calling it for decades, the assimilation. Now, we don't have to do that because we have to be manipulated into building our own prison.
Let's just stop there. We're literally not hypothetical now. We are now being openly assimilated. The Wall Street Journal, the NBC says, the end of humanity, we're going to make you be a cyborg, it's for the earth, carbon's bad. They're saying what we are is bad, total fraud. Yeah. This is so heavy. So now it's gone from total denial below the surface to out in the open. This is going to be one incredible time to be alive, David.
Yeah, because what happens is, you see, when you are manipulating below the surface under the radar, you can say, this is a load of rubbish, that's a conspiracy theory. But when it comes and we're there, where it has to break the surface and become a part of life that people can see, you go from hiding it to selling it. And so now they're selling it. Oh, this is the great new human. Oh, this will save the world. You'll be like the gods. And this is why, as I make the point very, very strongly in my new book, The Answer, that what is being...
By the way, David, you agree. I only wanted you for 30 because I know you're busy. You ended up doing an hour. Do a three-minute break, come back, talk about the books, you're out of time, and then tell us when you think the next demonstration's coming and what you expect's going to happen there, because I'm going to call for a demonstration at the Texas Capitol just in solidarity with what you're doing, what Germany's doing, what Japan's doing, what Australia's doing. We've got to do it this Saturday. We need big numbers out there. So David Icke's very gracious. DavidIcke.com. Find his book, The Answer, at DavidIcke.com. We'll come back and put bookends on this.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack
power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. David Icke is our guest. He leaves us in a few minutes. Then Paul Joseph Watson's coming on. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas got total proof of election fraud with Ilhan Omar in Minnesota. It's all coming up. But, David, get into your new book. It's excellent. I've read it, The Answer. My wife's read it. This Saturday we were in the backyard playing with my three-year-old daughter, and my older kids were off doing things with friends. And it was kind of in the morning, and we watched her speech after it had been live, and then we saw the articles about the attacks, and I watched all the Billy Club attacks and all that, couldn't find out what happened. She was there at night still, trying to find out what happened, really, really upset. See, that's a normal human behavior. Because she understands they're coming for her. They're coming for our daughter. They're coming for us. And the empathy these psychos don't have is a group defense for all of us, that we see something happening to somebody else. We understand that can happen to us. But these psychos wear it as a badge of honor, and these sociopaths, that they don't have that. And I know a lot of that's genetic, but now they're proving that more young people are either becoming more empathetic or less empathetic. That's very, 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 very dangerous. But still, the psychos and sociopaths are able to manipulate some of the empathic people, some of the empathetic people, with false systems. That's a whole other discussion. How do those of us that have empathy not be manipulated by the system? But with things accelerating as fast as they are, tell us about the book and closing comments about the moment and the history that we're coming into, because there'll be no more time for denial now. Folks are going to be forced to choose a side.
Well, in terms of the manipulation of empathy, I would have a phrase I've been using for a long time. There's nothing more manipulatable than genuineness that isn't streetwise. And we have to have streetwise empathy, and realizing when our emotions are being manipulated and our natural empathy is being used against us, where we are brought into empathy so that we act and behave in ways that suit the agenda. So, for instance, we've had, and I'm sure it will happen again, we had through the summer months and the spring, people on the streets of Britain every week clapping the National Health Service out of empathy for the wonderful people and what they were doing in these war zone hospitals. Well, the war zone hospitals were bloody empty. There's an example of the manipulation of empathy.
Stay in your house while meanwhile it's all a fraud and they're killing the third world.
Yeah, so you've got to be streetwise. To get streetwise, you've got to get informed. And to get informed, you've got to stop getting your information, thus your perceptions, thus your behavior, from the mainstream media, which is owned by the people that are manipulating.
And part of being streetwise is admitting when you've been chumped. When I've been scammed, I admit it, I warn others. What I notice with amateurs, people that never grow, is they never want to admit when they've been conned.
Well, this is the point. We're dealing with people. They may be sick. They may be evil. And in the greater expansion of consciousness, they may actually not be very bright, but what they're brilliant at is manipulating perception. And that means scamming people's perception. And, instead of saying, oh, I don't want to admit I've been deceived. Oh, God, I feel such an idiot. Instead, be empowered by it. Hey, fantastic. Because now I'm aware I'm not going to be scammed anymore. My life has moved on. And we have to move, Alex, I would suggest, from the great number of people now worldwide who are starting to see it, not least through their own experience, to not just seeing it, but crossing the road and not even fighting it, but ceasing to engage with it, ceasing to obey it, seeking to cooperate.
That's what my wife and I do now, and Owen Schroyer does it. We just ignore them in stores and restaurants that tell us, put masks on, do it. We just ignore them. They just go away.
Yeah, and that's what I do. I mean, if they want to fine me for not wearing a mask, well, they can do that. But I'm not paying it. And that's why, I'm going to look them in the eye eventually. And I think it's very important, Alex, that those people in the alternative media that say this is what people should do actually do it themselves. We should not just say, oh, this is the way. We should show the way by not doing it. So I won't do any of the things that when I say to people, just don't acquiesce with this. I'm not acquiescing, and I won't. I absolutely won't. And when I see people in the alternative media who say, oh, this is terrible, that's terrible, and then they go into a shop in a mask on. I mean, where are we going with this? What are you doing? And the more people that come behind us in this, the power of no, eventually, although the pioneers might have consequences,
David, Skype just broke up. Let's see if we can reconnect with him so we can finish. Here's the problem. I was about to bring this up. If we don't say no, the new thing is getting beat up by people on the street. I was out at the Greenbelt flying this Saturday, the drone, with a speaker warning people, and most people were shaking our hand, but we had women saying, F you, we're heroes, a guy threatened to kick our ass. And once they're trained, as David said, with successful approximation, to make you wear a mask, then it's make you have an inoculation, take you out of your house, which they now admit's the plan. I mean, we know their plan. Now we have the documents that are on Infowars.com where the Chinese government with the UN orchestrated all of this. So really what David Icke's saying is the answer is finding your power and saying no to the system and not going along with it, because this is very, very, very serious time to be alive. I appreciate David Icke giving us so much time. His book is The Answer, and I've read it. It's excellent. My wife's read it, and David knows what he's talking about. And when you finally come to grips with this is an alien force, call it wherever it came from, whatever it is, whatever it, I mean, it wants to destroy us. It wants to get rid of our humanity, and Bill Gates has this mRNA vaccine that they admit makes everybody sick, that changes your DNA, that goes into your cell and reprograms you. And really, this is the chickens coming home to roost. Okay. Tell David, thank you so much. That was as good a place in it as any. He did a great job. If you do get him back on, if not, email him and tell him thank you very much. Really admire everybody that went out to that demonstration in England. The 800 plus thousand that showed up repeatedly, and multiple demonstrations were almost a million each in Berlin. The Germans have been under tyranny. They get it. And this is total tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute abject evil. You can see David's full 20-minute speech at band.video. It's being pulled down off YouTube. Because, again, YouTube says they follow the UN, and that's run by the Chinese government, that you're not allowed to criticize lockdowns. Remember early on, all the different Facebook groups in the U.S. organizing lockdown protests were being banned? Just think about how crazy that is. We cannot fail. David Icke and his September 26th speech, that's what it's titled, band.video. And listen, I know, listeners, I know I'm like a parrot up here. Share the link, share the link, share the links. You know what's going on. So you have a reverse osmosis thing where you kind of just think everybody else knows because you know. No, they don't know. But they're ready to hear the truth now. And they're ready to understand what's going on now. And they're ready to take action now. So there's hundreds of new videos every day. I guess on a slow day, like a Saturday, maybe 10 new videos. On a Sunday, about 20 new videos. On a weekday, there's probably 100 videos posted to Band-Aid Video. And the average video probably gets about 50,000 views. That's great. Some of the videos get 2 or 3 million views. But we don't make money off that. There's not advertisements from third parties on the site. I just think about minds we're reaching, people we're getting to, and how great it is. Now we take the money that comes in from your purchases of the products. David's back. We got 44 seconds. David, sorry your Skype cut out. We love you. Closing comment, my friend.
Yeah, just saying, you know, this is the time for backbone and not compromising with tyranny, because that's how we got into this mess. And as I was saying, I don't exactly know when we're cut out, but if your bottom line is I'm not doing A, B, or C, you'll find a way to live your life without doing it, even though initially you might say, well, I've got to do it because. But when you say I'm not doing it, end of story, then you live your...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Live here, James O'Keefe coming up, Project Veritas, with all his incredible information, and Paul Joseph Watson as well. David Eichmann, very gracious after being on the island there and then going back to his home, another island off the coast of England. And his Skype broke down. We had about 5 minutes getting him back, but he's here. David, you were hitting that critical point when you cut out about critical mass, and I think people finally get, before complying, the system would move on. Now complying means you're going to have to give your humanity up and literally starve to death. I mean, people now get, wow, this is really authoritarian. History's repeating itself, and there is a big wake-up. So please continue.
Well, one of the reasons history is repeating itself, Alex, is because the same cult that's behind the pandemic hoax and all these other aspects of the global agenda were the same force behind Nazi Germany, the same force behind the Mao Revolution in China, the same force behind the Stalin era in Russia. This is the game plan. And what they're doing now is simply using the techniques of tyranny that they've used in countries and areas of the world, and they're going global. So this is what's happening. So the techniques are familiar to anyone who's lived in a totalitarian state, except now the world is supposed to become a totalitarian state. But, you know, a few can't control the many without the compromising of self-respect by the many. And I keep coming back to self-respect. And what I was saying earlier, I don't know, you know, what's got across and what hasn't in terms of the dropout of Skype, but you can either look at a situation and you can say, well, I have to do this, which I don't want to do, and I know it's part of the agenda because of the circumstances. Now, that's the way. And what you'll do is you'll say, well, I don't want to do it, but I've got to do it. Or you can say, I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. Like I've said, I'm not doing any of this stuff. And what happens then is your life forms in a different way. Where there's a will, there's a way. And you find a way around it. You find a way of doing something that you thought you would have to do because of your circumstances.
And have you not found those are the most exhilarating, most delicious points in history in your life?
And you change your circumstances, and suddenly you realize, well, actually, I don't have to do that, do I? Like, you don't have to send your kids to school to wear masks all day and fundamentally damage their health, which they're going to call COVID-19. You can actually, if you say no, that's out of the game. That's out of the debate. That's not happening. You find a way of...
so you're saying it's time to draw the line in the sand. Things only get worse submitting. Time to draw the line.
I mean, people, how bad does it have to get before that line is drawn? You know, and it's only going to get worse and worse.
Well, David, imagine this and briefly say where you see it going, because I know you're dead on. But just imagine if I had you on 10 years ago and you said they'll have a fake virus, they'll lock down, we're all wearing masks for 8-9 months, they say it's unlimited, Bill Gates has a vaccine that goes in and changes your whole body and makes you GMO and makes everybody sick, they admit, and it's going to be in the Associated Press that their polio shot is the number one cause of polio. I mean, now they've gone to the point, as you said, of just upfront going like a cigarette pack, by the way, this is going to kill you. They're not even going to try to deny it anymore. That's even more scary. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, well, because they've reached the point where they can't credibly deny it, because they've broken the surface, they've entered the room, they've entered the ring. And that's a very dangerous time for them, because people who could just deny this stuff, oh, that's conspiracy crap, all that stuff, they can't, that was in the face. And we've got to reach this point where people in large, large numbers just have the courage to cross the street and don't just see it, but cease to cooperate.
No, I agree, but let me just say this in closing. I get you call it courage, and that's what it is for trailblazers like yourself and others, but this is self-preservation. You got to have courage, dumb courage, to sit here and be a slave and be sterilized and basically slow-killed. To me, it's self-preservation to say, damn it, I don't have a chance. I'm cornered. I'm going to fight.
It's exactly what it is. And you know, courage is overcoming fear. If you don't have fear, you don't need courage. See, I don't feel courageous at taking the system on so publicly. I don't feel courageous. My self-respect ain't having it. I don't need courage. My self-respect is saying, I'm not doing it. You are not going to impose your will on me in that way. Therefore, I'm not having it. And what happens, happens. But that's my line. I'm not having it. And, you know, imagine you saw the morons come in with their batons, and there were 45,000 people there, right? But they didn't take on the 45,000. Oh, no, because they couldn't. They took on a small group in the speakers area. Now imagine there's 250,000 there on Saturday.
And let's just say it. There comes a time, and I'm glad I'm not saying it's now, that 45,000 could have torn those men limb from limb and then stormed the government buildings and would have won. So they know we have the power. That's why they picked a small group to exercise their power.
Yeah, but so they don't want to take on the 45,000. They'll take on a small area to stop the event, which is where the speakers were. But you know, we don't need violence. We don't need any of this stuff. We just need not to cooperate.
I agree. Don't you agree that this is going to trigger an even bigger event? And that's the closing question. Bigger event. Well, I see 500,000, not 40,000. I think the next event is going to be earth shattering.
Well, that's where we need to go. The more the extremes come in, and of course, what's happening now is these so-called furlough payments, where they've bought people's acquiescence through this period up to now when they've been laid off or not been able to work, they're coming to an end in countries all around the world, not least in Britain. And so people are going to be in great financial straits. And that's going to concentrate their minds. And they're the numbers we need. When you're dealing in hundreds of thousands of people and millions of people, the game's over. And that, the numbers are there. The numbers are there in people that can see it. Now we need the numbers there.
Now, all of us have to not just talk, we got to walk the walk. And in closing, you agree with me that this is not going like Bill Gates and his controllers wanted. It's not going well for them.
No, it's not, because of the information that we've been able to get out, even despite all the censorship, which makes far more sense of people's actual personal experience than what they're being told by government. And, you know, I would say that, you know, the people from the cult that will be watching this, you know, look me in the eye, right? You think you've won. You think you are just heading for the finish line. You ain't. This is only just begun. And when humanity not just speaks but roars, and that it will do with the numbers, then you'll see that just as you thought you were there, it was snatched from you.
Well, David Icke, watching you in that great crowd and watching what's happening in Germany is very, very satisfying. I'm very honored to know you. DavidIcke.com, the new book, The Answer. People should get it. I'm very, very honored to have you. Very, very honored for the work of all the people out there. And it's great to be with you in solidarity. Thank you, sir. And that was a perfect time for his Skype to freeze up right as I said bye-bye to him. Let's put that still shot of David Icke up there. That was perfect. Tell David thank you. Knocked it out of the park. Speaking of funding, the globalists want to make you under their control. This is the last day to get the best deals on storable food, water filtration, air filtration, at preparewithalex.com. The way it works with my Patriots, we have their full catalog. They're in our back end. Get the best deals at InfoWarsStore.com. On the big food bundles, the small food bundles, all of it. But on three items, a three-month food supply, their highest quality water filtration system, and their air filtration system, you get $170 off, $100, $140 off. That deal was extended for a week. It's got to end today because they're getting low on the particular filter. I'm going to try to get them to do a big food bundle special soon, so if you're holding out for that, wait for that. But if you want to get that three-month supply or the water filter right now, it is preparewithalex.com. And then separately, I've got to grab the folder here, we've got the Save InfoWars special. And look, I don't get up here and tell you that InfoWars is in peril if it's not true. And I'm not at liberty to get into it. The whole damn country's in peril. People say, oh, man, how are you doing? Let me tell you, folks, behind the scenes, this country's burning down right now. And I don't want to demoralize you. The enemy's doing this because we're waking up. They want to punish us. They want to make us turn against our common sense, turn against God, turn against our country, our families. But we need as much money as we can get in here, because there's a very, very good chance that if Biden is able to steal his way into the election, I'm not saying it's a good chance he's going to win. I'm saying if he does, it's confirmed they've got a plan to turn everybody's bank accounts off that was pro-Trump. I mean, they're talking about millions of people. And we've already had this happen, so we know their plan. So I'm trying to sell everything we've got right now, have funds in reserve to stay on air during the key big battles to come for the next 6 months. Everybody talks about 35 days of election. It's 113 to inauguration. That's the finish line. 113 days.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme extreme hardship when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.